Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on there. We've got a very interesting series beginning last night. We got into the sixth chapter of the book of Revelations, and we're going to continue there tonight in verse 2. We're going to cover verse 3 and 4 tonight, those two particular verses that we're going to cover, and we're going to get into the state of our nation, if not the world at large. But you see, we are the chosen ones. We are Jacob, Israel. We are America. We are the USA. We are the New Jerusalem. We are the white, blushing race of Jacob, and we have been gathered here on these shores for tests and trials. And we're going to the 26th chapter of the book of Leviticus, and we're going to get into some very interesting divine contingents upon obedience, and we're going to look at the issues, and we're going to see if we measure up here in America tonight. My take on our problems is sin. Very simple. Sin is the ruin of any nation, and especially America. We have gotten away from the commandments of Yahweh. We've even got away from His name. We covered that last night as we got into the seal number one. Remember, we covered the white horse here in Revelations, and I saw the Lamb open one of the seals. Now, chapter 5, verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him, that is the Lamb, that sat upon the throne, a book written within and without on the backside and sealed with the seven seals. Well, we're going to open them up one by one on our series, Opening the Seals. Are we today in the time when these seals are to be opened? We think so. And we're going to bring the end time revelation. Now, we're not talking about the end of the earth or the end of the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of Yahweh. We're talking about the end of the evil beast system. We're talking about the beginning of the end. There will be a long, drawn-out process until that is finalized, ladies and gentlemen. The end is not yet, because when he was asked about the time of the end in Matthew chapter 24, remember, he says, verse 6, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Now notice, between verse 6 and verse 14, very interesting reading. It says, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine, pestilence. My, ladies and gentlemen, are we ever in the age of pestilence? Every day, we have these airplanes that go across our skies, checkerboarding and crisscrossing patterns, and they tell us it's flight instructors doing their thing as they are practicing over our skies. These are government tankers, ladies and gentlemen, filled with, it's been proven, some type of chemical solution that is sprayed over our nation. Now, would our government do something like that? You say, brother, buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how soon we forget that the government, after the statute of limitations, if there is such a thing for a government to do these things, in the guise of national security, they formulated the atomic weaponry by testing in our nation, and the folks that were upwind of these tests, especially throughout Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and up into Nevada and out into Utah and areas like this, they reportedly, there were millions of people that got sick and died of cancer due to radiation fallout, and the United States gave an all-clear signal as they measured the radiation and the testing that there was no harm to the populace. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know in the 60s they finally admitted that, yes, there was indeed testing going on, and yes, there was human sacrifices made on behalf of national security. Well, are we at war, or are we concerned about national security one more time as they go over our heads with these planes dumping out tons and tons of chemicals? Well, we know there's a 400% increase in respiratory problems and related. We know now that we have a strain of pneumonia that even a penicillin, the most effective fighter in the antibiotics, and yet today there is a strain of a pneumonia that is resistant to any known antibiotic upon the earth, and they are very concerned. Also, today, former Senator Sam Nunn, who was the former chairman of the Intelligence, the Armed Services Committee, he was speaking about anthrax and the threat, because he was chairman of a committee that looked into this for the government a couple of years ago. They began to work and they wrote a report, and out of this report, anthrax was mentioned, as was smallpox, and out of the two that were very worried about, it turned out that Senator Sam Nunn stated today on national television that smallpox was the biggest concern of a pestilence or a threat to the population. Well, now, by the weakening down of its people and all these things that are happening, we're now getting laws that are now having teeth in them to disarm the population, taking their guns, this is the next thing, getting us used to military units crisscrossing and patrolling our land, and also trying to get us familiar with the presence of these hooded and their face covered. Reminds me of the Klan, only these guys wear the black. At least the Klan wore the white. Praise Yahweh. And now we are being indoctrinated or mind conditioned to accept this under the guise, again, of national security, where we are protected from the enemy. And yet they tell us that smallpox, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a very contagious disease, and the vaccines are troublesome tonight. The report was by Senator Nunn that they only have one-third of enough of a vaccine to give a proper dosage to those that are in America. Well, would you take a shot or a antidote that they've got for you when they spray the poison down on top of you and then ask you to run and get a shot? My. There is a lot of people now suspicious of even our own government, and it is disheartening to say that. But it's true, there is more questions in this latest bombing than there is answers. And why is it that all these mysteries pop up and these questions which beg an answer go unanswered when we are supposed to have the most effective intelligence gathering force upon the planet? And yet we knew nothing, and yet there is evidence today that the a news gathering group in Tel Aviv, Israel, they received a prayer warning, 2 hours notice, that there was going to be a plane hijacked and flying into the World Trade Tower Center 2 hours before the actual event. And we understand that a lot of the Jews stayed home by the warning that was administered to them from New York, where that we have a city, in a city of international jewelry. Well, nation shall rise against nation, it says, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had earthquakes on the increase of 1,000% in the last 100 years. There is also so many quakes that it is hard to keep account of the quakes. Now, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Here we are. We just got through the 1999 advent of the turn of the century, where we were told that the end could come at that time. Many people stored food. And then when that passed without any repercussions of dangers to come upon the Americans and the people at large, for that matter, then we were told that we're going to have an era of peace, that everything is doing real good in the world. And then all of a sudden, here comes this threat of terrorism, which is now plaguing America. We're having trouble sleeping, more reports of people checking into hospitals, heart attacks, stress, and things related to this situation, where that most of the nation, even almost 1 month, tomorrow will be 1 month, and people are not adjusting, and the nation has not got back to its normalcy, as we call it, because the Bible said these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, gas selling at an alarming rate. Guns are selling at an alarming rate. People are arming themselves at an alarming rate because they fear for their safety. Now, why would they do that when we're told that we have our government in control and they will protect us? Here goes our army out, and now we're having to borrow AWACS planes from NATO to come in and protect us, to watch our skies. And ladies and gentlemen, are we that strapped for military when we have a budget to help our enemies and money going overseas at an alarming rate? All the gold's done gone, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that went out in 1933. From 1933 until 1945, America was stripped of all of her gold holdings by the international banking system called the Federal Reserve, who took the gold and left us a piece of paper. And we fell for that because we thought that was a federal institution to give us protection through our gold standards and print money in place of handling gold. And we would handle money, and gold would be its backup. And ladies and gentlemen, now there's no gold in Fort Knox. Forget it. There is nothing to secure you tonight on the planet. Not even your friendly government, or unfriendly, depending on how you look at it. They shall deliver you up after those days. Now listen to this. Verse 7 said, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine, famine, famine. Ladies and gentlemen, in 200 years, America has never known hungry. And yet today, they tell us that possible that the meat could now be contaminated with anthrax and with other animal-related diseases, and that's where that we stand tonight. Are we safe at McDonald's? My heavens, what's the world coming to? These are the beginning of sorrows, according to verse 8 of Matthew 24. But here is the very, 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 very fearful scripture that I might read to the house of Israel. This is for you. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you. Who's they? This one world order, this international conspiracy to rule the world by the elite that have all the gold and the silver and now they want absolute total power. You see, they've had power over you physically, and mentally they've done a good job of brainwashing us. Most of America and the world, for that matter, has been brainwashed with this effective media of the Canaanite Jew, praise Yahweh. And you say, Pastor Buddy, the Canaanite Jew doesn't own any media. They're just a small band, and they're harmless as does. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we go behind the scenes and look at all the evidence and sift through, you better get your Christ course in truth. The Bible said, you better buy the truth and sell it not. The truth will be more valuable than silver and gold. Then they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my namesake. Now, what's his name, ladies and gentlemen? We covered that last night. In the opening of the first seal, tonight we're going to open the second seal, and we're going to Revelations chapter 6 and verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, now remember this, tonight after the first seal in verse 2, were the white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow and a crown, and was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. That is the fourth kingdom, relating to the book of Daniel, that will come upon the earth to try everyone, and this will be the most dangerous, this will be one of the most vicious, and unthankful and unholy, illegal organizations ever placed upon the earth. There will be a great slaughter of Jacob Israel. We have had wars to exterminate us, and we just keep on coming. And now that they cannot extinguish the Aryan race, Jacob Israel's true children, then they in the last days will finally finalize a power to separate the true children of Yahweh, because you know what they want. They want a nation that is miscegenized and mixed into blood, where we have a mixtured race, and then the Jew who keeps himself in the position behind the scenes to manipulate, then he shall rule when the white man disappears, then the evil one comes on. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you. Have you ever read the Babylonian Talmud? It will tell you all the plan. The learned elders of Zion, which they say is a counterfeit publication, and yet today, ladies and gentlemen, if you read out of it, you would think you was reading a prophetic book that was written back in the 1800s. And many of you shall be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. We're in that age, ladies and gentlemen, where Israel is silly sheep being led to the slaughter, dumb, celebrating, talking, killing, mingling among their own, killing influence. You can't even preach the gospel without a half a dozen demon-infested Israelites following after you, trying to destroy your message. Why? Because they have jealousy and contentment for the house of Israel. There is a spirit prevailing among Jacob. They won't clean their flesh up. They're filthy and unholy. In the time of perils, when they will need Yahweh, they will call, but he will not answer. And if they will seek him, and he will hide his face. He opened the second seal, and I've seen the second beast. Remember, last week we gave you, or week before last, we gave you the battle of the beast. And right here's where we left off. And the second beast said, come and see. See, this beast can talk. There's a good beast, and then there's an evil one, and we're going to separate and open the seals for you and give you some comprehensive understanding. Yes, biological, chemical warfare will be inflicted upon the earth. Many shall die, and we'll give you the figures here just in a moment. It will astound you. You will think that we're reading out of a science fiction book rather than out of the Word of Yahweh in the book of Apocalypse, which is called the book of Revelation. Verse 4, and there went out another horse. Now remember, the first one was white. They come in peacefully, take away your standards of laws. Your constitution has been ripped to shreds. We're now no longer under the Constitutional Act. Haven't been since 1933, when this country went into bankruptcy. Pastor Bob Jones has got a good article on that subject. If you would like to look into the information available, he would be glad for you to open the email and read it or contact him and get the information of the truth of the international Canaanites who are gathering together the riches for the last days, and they'll have an evil thought in their mind and in their heart when they gather together the armies of the earth to engage in Armageddon. Yet it won't work. We'll show you at the end of the message of the seventh seal. We'll show you how this all turns out, ladies and gentlemen. We're on a course done pre-prepared by Yahweh. Do not fret. Do not worry. Do not get stressed out. Do not run here and run there, as the Bible says that men will do, for fear of looking after these things coming upon the earth. But the Bible said for you to prepare to meet Yahweh. Now, how do you prepare? You put on the whole armor. You go back to the fundamentals. You see, Jacob, Israel have got away from the fundamental worship of Yahweh. They've gone a whoring after other gods, and they're sitting in the bell boxes by the literal millions, and they are casting the truth to the ground, and they're prospering. As we look in the scriptures here, the horse was red. Now, what does red symbolize? Well, the shield of Rothschild, ladies and gentlemen. This is the horse that he rode. We're coming back in the second half, and we're really going to pump it up as we get into some major, major revelations of the opening of the seventh seal. We'll go behind that red shield, and we'll see what it means. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, we'll be back in two. You stay tuned. We got more information for you that may light your fire. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Shepherd's Call. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and we're in the seven seals of Revelations chapter 6. We begin at Revelations chapter 5, verse 1, found out who was worthy to open the seals. That was Yahweh, Shua, Yahweh in a flesh body. After he ascended back to the throne, he took complete control, and he gave us the opening of the seven seals in Revelation, Apocalypse chapter 6. We're starting in verse 3. We're now in verse 4. And there went out, let me repeat, another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when 3% of the world's population take all of the wealth, 97% of it anyway, and distribute it among the 3% at the top, you don't have any peace on the earth. For man is continuously, you see, a man's substance shall be the things that he uses to secure himself on the planet. And money has always been a major exchange for security. Now there are promises security without the wealth. While they sit at the top of the pyramid and count the silver and the gold, while you reach in your pocket for money that has no value, paper, you can burn it, ladies and gentlemen, for all that matters. As we go into the opening of the other seals, you'll see what I'm talking about. Who was it that formulated this ingenious situation here on the earth where that they could take away your treasure? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 26, I would that you read the whole chapter. I don't have time. I will read a few verses, beginning at verse 15. If you despise my statutes, or if you abhor my judgment, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you will break my covenant. Right there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we came in here with an article of faith. Our forefathers rode the ships. The immigrants that came in here was from the old country of Scotland, Ireland, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Denmark and other areas where the 10 tribes had scattered, and then the regathering to come together with a covenant. This document called our Constitution has been ridiculed, shredded, and has become useless as now the amendments are operating, and this false government behind, this pretending government behind the existing government, the figureheads sitting there are being pulpited on a string by the Rothschild Empire of Canaanite International Banking. And ladies and gentlemen, you would be astounded to go behind the scenes and find out how that the Federal Reserve came into play by cunning and crafty men. You see, 97% of the wealth was put to good use. You see, money can buy your senators, ladies and gentlemen, and your congressmen, and your local sheriff, and all of the county officials, state officials, federal, and money talks when politicians are there to listen. Politicians talk when all the money is gone and only you are there to listen. You see, they have gathered up their treasures for the last days. And the Bible said that the fourth verse was the red horse, which represent the international banking concern, red symbolizing the red shield of the Rothschild Empire, and now the formation. You see, they don't care who they get in bed and sleep with. They'll use anything, and they have used all to their advantage. You see, the serpent is cunning and crafty. He don't care if there's a den of all kinds of snakes. Snakes feel at home among snakes. Sheep try to huddle together for protection. But when the wolves are in the flock, it is like the fox in the hen house, and they've got into our institutions of higher learning. They have now changed the school agenda, and if you are homeschooling your children, I praise you for it, because you may have your children a reasonable chance to stay out of the world. But let me tell you, this is a powerful movement sweeping the earth, and it's called the New World Order under the guise of freedom and security, as they condition us with the AWACS. Then comes the UN out of the parks, where I've done told you they are already stationed, already have equipment, and already have guns. They already have the black boots. And the international police force will be here, ladies and gentlemen, because our army will be abroad fighting. We're now having major shortages. Your generals, those especially of the Aryan race, have been warning for 50 years. Colonel Fowler is one of them out of Pennsylvania who has warned, a retired colonel. He's just one of the thousands that are voicing their opinion in the face of opposition. It's like shouting into a wind on a hurricane level, trying to get the truth back to Jacob Israel. But notice here it says, if you will break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. Here it is. I will even appoint over you terror. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Terrorists will come in the last days under this seal. And my, we're breaking it open here tonight. There's your key. Terror. You can't sleep. We don't have any peace, any safety, any security. You can't even get a letter out of a mailbox without thinking, my, could this be the one? Could I open this for my last breath before I draw anthrax into my lungs and the spores of the bacteria will infiltrate and then I will die a miserable, horrible death? Brought to you by your local friendly post office, unaware. If you despise my statutes and break my covenant, I will appoint over you terror. And that goes back to Genesis chapter 27, verse 40, where he says, I will break the yoke of Jacob from off the neck of Esau and Ishmael and turn them loose on you, and they shall have the dominion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a horrible situation. Consumption, there it is. What does anthrax give you? A burning consumption. My. And the burning ague, they shall consume your eyes and cause sorrow of heart. You shall sow your seed in vain. Well, ladies and gentlemen, especially after this genetic altering of the seed, and now they're in control of all the seed because there's no original seed left for your consumption unless you have been wise enough from the old school to plant your own seed and save your seed from year to year, where you will not have this altered genetic seed, which is hybrid, that makes them in control of who eats and who don't. My. I'll set my face against you. You will sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are a most humane government. We are bombing the hell out of Afghanistan. We're killing indiscriminately. We are bombing. 24/7, it looks like. We're now in the fourth day, and it's 24/7, along with the accompaniment of crews, Minuteman, and missiles are raining down upon this barren country. And now we, in a humanitarian gesture, fly over and drop food packages for our enemies to eat it. Is that a fulfillment? Or what? Praise Yahweh. And I will set my face against you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the face of Yahweh is not seen in America. His voice is not heard. His prophets are rejected, and they're cast out. You shall be hated, according to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 10. And verse 11, many false prophets shall arise and deceive many, and you shall be afflicted. Verse 9, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, and the prophets of Yahweh. Now, coming on the scene, more and more are subscribing to truth, because Yahweh's got a brand of men that have no fear because Yahweh is in their heart. They're not dependent on a gas mask. They're not dependent upon a food ration. And they're not dependent upon anything other than the Creator, who will give us the command to preach the gospel in the face of all of the New World Order and all of its opposition. We will prevail and we will preach the gospel. Of course, you're going to kill some of us. The New World Order will come in, and now we are seeing the formulation of the solidarity. The president made mention today that he was delighted in sending out this coalition invitation and the response around the world, he said, for unity and one world order is amazing. His father gave us the famous speech in 91, 92, 93, he kept repeating a new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, why are they wanting a new world order, and why are they going against these people in Afghanistan and the Arab, the Muslim? And you know, he mentioned that it's not a religious thing, he said. We're not against any religion of people, the Muslim religion. We're not against you for that. We're just hunting down 22 of the terrorists that are now on our most wanted list. If you abhor my commandments, I will create terror upon your nation, saith Yahweh, in Leviticus chapter 26. My, how appropriate. The horse was red, and power was given to him to take away peace. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have the finances, if America don't have the finances, where is the gold to back up the dollar you carry in your pocket? Do you know that if you ran to the bank and asked for a guarantee for the piece of paper in your hand, that no gold could be issued to you to guarantee it, or no silver? Wonder why? Now that gold becomes the most precious asset, like they're trying to hold the price of it down, you better get you some if you're able. You better trade your stocks for gold, and you better hang on for dear life, because gold will be the principal thing to get. It will be the only thing when money fails, according to the book of Genesis, money will fail, ladies and gentlemen. Praise Yahweh. It failed in the days of the famine in Egypt. And the world, And Jacob, when money failed, had to go to his son unknowingly and buy the bread. Praise Yahweh. Well, Jacob is raising up children in the last day from the tribe of Joseph to give you the instructions on what to do. But he said, I will appoint Terah. This is verse 16. Mark it in your Bible. I will appoint over you Terah. And ladies and gentlemen, the world is shaking tonight over 22 terrorists that now have the ability to bring a nation almost to a standstill, and for that matter, the world. Did you know that a cruise missile costs around $30 million? And we fired 16 of those the first night? And where is all this money coming from, my friends and my neighbors? It's the hard-working backbone of this nation, the common people, that go and pick up their Federal Reserve checks, and they find that a huge portion, plus usury interest, that is taken away, and it goes into Revelation chapter 4, for there was a red horse, and power was given unto this horse. This is the Jewish international Canaanite, ladies and gentlemen. Communism disguised as the red shield. There it is. That's where the red horse comes from. And you're looking at it tonight, and Pastor Buddy is opening it up for you. You better open up your eyes, and you better swallow the truth. And you better run for a preacher in Yahweh's name. And you better get the seal of safety. You don't need a gas mask. You may need one. But first of all, you need your soul saved. You need repentance. You need to turn from your wicked ways. And you need the bonds of this Babylonian bell box doctrine of falsehood. And tonight, we are in the scriptures covering it for you. Terah, verse 16. I will appoint this over you. It's Yahweh, ladies and gentlemen. Read your Bible on the covenant that he gave to Ishmael in Genesis chapter 16. You'll know why that Yahweh is using these that now hate the great Satan nation of America. Because for 50 long years, we've been backing the Jew, the international serpent, the Canaanite race. And we've gone against Yahweh's laws, and we've gone a whoring out from under his commandments. And now we are having our eyes consumed, sorrow in the heart, sowing seed, and enemies eating it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. This is Yahweh's nation. Under covenant, we broke it. 1933 was the final insult of blasphemy concerning the Constitution of the United States, and they that hate you shall reign over you. Let me give it to you again. There it is. It is the prophecy of Genesis 27:40. They that hate you will reign over you. We've been reigned over by those that hate us through monetary things, but how about when the physical reign of the New World Order comes in like a flood, or at least it tries to, but Yahweh will throw a sprig in the wheel, as the old saying goes, and as we gave you the message from Andrews, North Carolina, sand in the gears and blood in the sand. That's what's coming. And you shall flee when none pursues you. Oh, my, we're nervous tonight. They had a bomb scare in several places around the nation. And then, I'm telling you, mass fear is prevailing. You shall flee when no one pursues you. Verse 18, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And ladies and gentlemen, that will bring you to the book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 7. And we don't even have time to get into that tonight. My, what a terrible time as we open the seals. You'll be surprised tomorrow night when I open up the fifth seal to give you some revelation there that perhaps you've never heard before. We're going to set this in order. The red shield of the Rothschild, the international banking campaign, the empire of 97% of the wealth gathered at the top. And who sits there? The Illuminati, those that are in power to rule over you and call the shots, and you're like the puppet on the string. You'll dance. I don't know where you know the technology that abounds in the world, the United States in particular. They have hologram ability. They can cast shadows or images into the sky, ladies and gentlemen, and they can mind control at an alarming, terrible rate. of controlling the mind of man on the frequency of a vibration. These things have been kept secret from you. The government knows that we're not alone in the earth. They're setting it up for the kingdom of the beast and the false prophet. And then when it comes into power, then Satan and all those international Canaanites are building him a temple right now, or they would like to, getting ready for their God to come. You know who that is? Satan, the real red beast of Revelation 17 and the one that came out of chapter 12. We discussed that in length. We could go into it and preach a whole year on this message, ladies and gentlemen, for time wouldn't permit me to get you the revelation that you need. That's why it's important for you to obtain a preacher or a prophet that has the revelation straight from heaven, that can hook up to the Spirit and give you the spiritual interpretation. How can you hear without a preacher? We're listening today to all the garbage of the earth, and all of it amounts to is fear. And it works right into the hands of the enemy. And I always said, you will flee when no one pursues you. They will be terror over your head. And here we have it in the 16th verse. My heavens, praise Yahweh. What an awesome responsibility we have as ministers to preach this heavy load that is burdened upon our heart tonight for our nation. Our heart weeps for the signs of the times. As we open the seals, tomorrow night we'll get in seal number 3. And it starts in verse 5, and we will give you the revelation tomorrow night of the third seal. Praise Yahweh. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Tonight we are into a message very timely because we're in perilous times, which the Bible says shall come. Well, do you have a root cellar, a basement, a bomb shelter? Do you know that we are living in a time when the water that we drink could be contaminated? Of course they're spraying above your head. Would some government official listening tonight come forth and explain that it's just friendly practice in the air to generate these chemtrails? They call contrails, but in reality, the analysis of this is chemical. And upon its own people, are these tests, as we have indicated, or is it some secret plan to do away with about 4 billion people upon the earth? Now that 97% of the wealth is took to the top, now those at the top would like to stay here among the elite and enjoy it. And when the poor people are to be removed from there. But let me tell you a scripture. Yahweh said, the poor you have with you always. So remember that as we get ready for tomorrow night. Stay tuned tomorrow night. Don't miss this important information coming down in the opening of the seven seals. We're sponsored tonight by Miracle 2. This is a spiritual formula, ladies and gentlemen. It came right out of the heavens for Jacob, Israel, the poor people. You can afford to get you a bottle. Keep a bottle handy. You might need it. Praise Yahweh. I would trust Miracle 2 before I would trust going in to get some of the remedies that they're suggesting that you get. And tonight, if you would like to know about Miracle 2, simply call Dr. Gary at 877-289-7439. You can call Dr. Jack at 888-281-7320. Or you can call my good buddy Eric here locally at 866-761-0438. These are all toll-free numbers. And we will send you a Miracle 2 catalog of the cures and the things that this miracle soap is good for. Thousands upon thousands. You need to get the video. Thousands upon thousands of testimonies of people that are singing the praises of Miracle 2. Praise Yahweh. You might need it in the days to come. You got your guns, you got your powder, you got your gas mask, you got your root cellar or your bomb shelter, you got a cave somewhere. You might have to flee to it at any moment because we see an invasion coming in America soon. We see the hand of the Almighty above us that is bringing in terror over our heads in the skies where we're not safe. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is gone. My, how time flies when you're enjoying what you do. And I enjoy teaching Jacob Israel. May Yahweh bless you and put his hand of safety and protection upon you. Repent today of your sins and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. It is the antidote for Satan and the New World Order. It's the only thing that will stand when the world's on fire. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Yahweh bless you, Eastern Standard Time. We'll return with part two of the prophecies of the seals.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.